SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, great names in Swiss folk music. A portrait of Gottfried Stucki.
Gottfried Stucki was one of the leading figures in Swiss folk music in the first half of our century. Born in Münzingen near Bern in 1893, Gottfried Stucki was fascinated by music from early youth. Already as a boy, he had dreamed of owning a chromatic accordion, and during his apprenticeship as a mason, he saved as much money as he possibly could. Yet he had to wait until he was almost 20 years old before he could buy an accordion. Soon he became known as an extraordinarily skilled musician, who was asked to play at all kinds of festivities. He made this record in the early 20s. Alpine Flowers, one of the first records Gottfried Stucki ever made. As a matter of fact, Stucki was in on the very beginning of the gramophone era and was one of the first to record Swiss folk music. He was not only a fine accordionist. During the First World War in military service, he also learned to play the trumpet. After this experience in army bands, he composed a great number of pieces for brass ensembles. Thank you. In 1920, Gottfried Stucki decided to take up music as a profession. First, he founded an accordion duo, then a trio which appeared in Bernese mountain villages and resorts, and also in cities like Basel and Zurich. In the mid-20s, he settled again in his hometown Münzingen, where he opened a music shop. Here, he founded his first country band, which he called Immergrün, Evergreen. One day in the late 20s, Stucki's telephone rang. It was an invitation to come to a recording studio in Paris. Naturally, at such short notice, Stucki and his band didn't have enough new material on hand for a 30-title recording session. So many of the compositions were created on the spot. One of them was this waltz, entitled Der Seeneschlepper, Tugboat on the River Seine. Gottfried Stucki always remained faithful to the accordion, with which he had started his musical career. He wrote a number of compositions for accordion duo. One of his favorite partners was his son-in-law and later his successor in the music shop, Max Weilenmann, a very talented and keen folk musician himself. Here they are in a comfortably slow polka. Stucki was a very prolific composer. His fertile mind and imagination led him to write not only pieces for country and brass bands, but to look for new sounds and new instrumental combinations. To accordion, clarinet and bass, he added trombone, bassoon, flute, piccolo, violin, guitar and so on. ¶¶ Although Gottfried Stucki mainly composed instrumental music, he nevertheless wrote a number of yodels and yodel songs, some of which have even become folk classics. Here's a yodel duet of his entitled Singa Jodala Bödala, which means singing, yodeling, and dancing. Stucki has always shown a particular taste for the music of the Italian-speaking southern Swiss canton of Ticino, where he spent some of his early days in military service. Several of his best-known compositions sound as typical of the region as if they had been created by a local musician. Gottfried Stucki made a practice of publishing his tunes in small, brightly coloured booklets. These Stucki-Büchli are still very popular, and there's hardly a country music event without a band playing Stucki melodies. When Gottfried Stucki died in 1969, at the age of 76, his musical legacy was a rich harvest of hundreds of gay and colourful compositions, which will help to keep the country's folk music tradition alive.
That was Great Names in Swiss Folk Music, another feature in the transcription series Musica Helvetica, presented by the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. This program was written and narrated by Nick Lombard.